let's get right to the new job first. We're going to want to hear about your background a little bit also. But what will a whistle ombudsman do? This sounds like a new title.
Well, we're very excited about it at the Office of the Inspector General. IG Michael Horowitz saw from his own experience in private practice and the way corporations handle this, and then in his time since he's become IG, just how important these whistleblowers can be in providing information that can lead to uncovering waste, fraud, abuse, mismanagement, even corruption. So it's really an important thing. And the IG idea is to assign responsibility within the IG's office to someone who will be responsible for working with the office to ensure that employees within the department are advised of their rights as whistleblowers, that they're aware of the protections that they have, and also to check to make sure that whistleblower complaints handled by the IG's office are handled in a timely fashion and that we're getting back to people and that they know about them.
So that means that if someone makes a complaint in any of the bureaus, you'll be there watching to make sure that that bureau handles it in the right way. I guess the expectation is it shouldn't get to the IG unless the whistleblower thinks they're being dealt with unfairly.
Well, this doesn't change the jurisdiction of the Inspector General's office. It's a position within the IG's office. So whistleblowers will continue to submit information as they normally would have. The purpose of the position is to help to ensure that the IG continues to serve as a strong, independent voice within the department for whistleblowers.
And what's been the trend of whistleblowing in justice? Do we have any idea of whether it's steady state or on the rise or falling?
Well, the IG has found since he came on board over the last several months that, you know, a number of the matters that we've looked at really do involve whistleblowers, and you can just see it all through the government. The most recent example is a couple of weeks ago we issued a report, which I think a number of got a fair amount of coverage relating to issues of nepotism and improper hiring within the Justice Management Division
right, at
the Department of Justice. And that's one that was referred to us by Congressman Wolf on Capitol Hill, but initially started with a whistleblower. And so we see over and over again the importance of whistleblowers. And so the purpose of the position is to help to ensure that the IG's office is dealing with those properly.
Now, according to the information that came out from the Justice IG's office, there's an intergovernmental aspect to the work you'll be doing. Explain how that will work.
Yeah, absolutely. The Office of Special Counsel obviously plays a key role in protecting whistleblowers from retaliation, and we anticipate working very closely with them with regard to that, and we're looking forward to that and to continuing that partnership. Additionally, of course, to the extent there are other agencies involved, then that's something we'd work on as well.
So you might even be an advisor for other agency shops that might say, hey, how do we handle this type of thing? Because I don't think anyone else has an ombudsman for whistleblowing in any of the other IG offices.
Well, actually, I think we're at the forefront of this. I don't think we're alone. The Department of Defense does have a similar position, and a couple others may as well. But it's being recognized as a best practice, and we hope to coordinate with all the different agencies that have those responsibilities.
We're speaking with Robert Storch. He is the newly named counselor to the Inspector General at the Justice Department and also the ombudsman for whistleblowers in that office. And you're really a prosecutor, so tell us about how you feel that career prepared you for this kind of work.
Well, I think the Inspector General felt it was important, given the role of whistleblowers and their importance, to have somebody within the office who had experience as a prosecutor. I recently came over, as you said, from the U.S. Attorney's Office. I've actually been first became a federal prosecutor about 25 years ago. And so this is an opportunity to come in and I feel give back to the department. And I'm very excited about working on the whistleblower issues, which are really, you know, so important to what we do.
Now, you've been up in Albany for quite a number of years. What's the exciting events for a prosecutor there?
Well, it's been an interesting stay up here. I moved up here with my family about 18 years ago. And I've been able to work on a variety of different types of cases, mostly focusing on public corruption and white-collar crime, civil rights, that type of thing. But it's been busy.
And I suppose whistleblowers aren't just in Washington, but really all over the country.
That's correct, yes.
So have you had any particular cases you can tell us about upstate there?
Well, not particular cases here involving, say, whistleblowers. They come up all the time in cases involving government conduct and the like. But, you know, I think it's a very important part of what we do at the Inspector General's office, and the IG recognized that this was something that we weren't being required to do, but he could do, and it seemed like a good idea to go ahead and do it.
All right. So what will you do to get ready? What will you do to get the office stood up? And will you be making rounds to other federal agencies? Tell us what you'll do when you actually get to town.
Well, of course, the IG's office has been working for a long time with whistleblowers, and I look forward to working with my colleagues in the office to help to continue that. Additionally, we've reached out to the Office of Special Counsel. Obviously, as I mentioned, we want to coordinate with them. And then also with the leading non-governmental organizations and advocacy groups in the area. They have a lot of information about this, and we want to work closely with them to make the position as effective as we can.
Now, the idea of public corruption, of course, can be very damaging to a democratic system, and there are countries that never quite seem to thrive because of the degree of public corruption. In the United States, we haven't had that problem as a rule because the federal bureaucracy, for the most part, is quite honest, and so that's why we seem to jump at the exceptions because they are extraordinary. In your experience, 25 years prosecuting and looking at occasional whistleblower cases, do you think that that's changing, or are we still in pretty good shape in terms of the ethical climate?
Well, I don't know that I'm in a position at this point to comment on the ethical climate. I would say that, you know, we see over and over again the importance of whistleblowers in bringing information to light regarding what's going on. And the purpose of the position is really to help ensure that the IG's office continues to provide an appropriate forum to review those complaints and that we do it properly.